Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Zephaniah chapter 3. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness." This is the text. There are many wonderful things about opening gifts at Christmas. It is a time for creating so many memories. Families join together and have such fond memories of that wonderful time of celebrating the birth of our Lord. The funny thing is that when I look back on the Christmas Eves and Christmas mornings of my youth, my memory of that time is not about the gifts that I received. I actually remember the days leading up to that event even more than the event itself. I remember the preparation and the anticipation of that day. My job, after we had decorated the Christmas tree, was to crawl around and pick up all the needles that had fallen off of the tree. It was an ongoing task. I would collect them up. I don't know what I did with them, but play with them for a while. Maybe feed them to my, to the little animals on my farm or something. I don't know. I always had something to do with those needles. I also remember how Mom and Dad were good about buying some gifts early and having wrapped gifts underneath the tree. And this meant, of course, for me, that it was my task to conduct detailed analysis of those gifts, especially the ones that had my name on them. I think I took a peek at my sister's also, just to make sure everything was fair. I looked at the size and the weight, gave them a gentle shake. I spent many hours preparing myself for what was coming. And then we would open the presents, and it seemed like it was over in an instant. Nothing left other than the wrapping paper, which we were encouraged to save for some reason. But I don't ever remember anyone reusing it. As we look at how Christmas is perceived in our culture, it's universally understood that gathering with family and opening the gifts is something that brings children so much excitement and joy. As a child, as I said, I would spend days analyzing what could possibly be wrapped in that gift under the tree. And when I opened it, it was rarely what I thought it would be. My parents would put other items into the package. Little things that would rattle, like a little metal container with buttons and screws and things like that in it. Or they would put something in there that would make it weigh more than the gift did, so I would be deceived as to what it could possibly be. There was joy in that anticipation. There was great joy in being surprised. As a child, I thought that the greatest joy of Christmas was experienced by the children. After all, every Christmas story, every Christmas poem is about the dreams of or the realities of the gifts that children receive. From the dreams of sugar plum fairies to that of Red Ryder BB guns, the stories are always about the children and the joys they have as the gifts are revealed. now, as a father, I have experienced the other side of Christmas morning. Seeing the joy in my children as they receive the gifts brought to them by the man whose waistline shows that he obviously enjoys cookies. We all know who that is. Having observed the microcosm of gift-giving at Christmas, I now have a little different perspective on the greater celebration to come when Christ returns. A father giving gifts to his children at Christmas is often compared to our Heavenly Father sending his Son as the ultimate gift to the world. As he came to be the Lamb of God on the altar of the cross to take away the sin of the world, there was sacrifice for the Father to do this. But there was also great joy. However, rather than looking at the gift giving from a Christmas point of view, I like to look at it in the spirit of the season of Advent. Throughout this Advent season, we have turned our attention to the dual nature of the season, with the emphasis being on preparing for Christ to come on the last day, which is just as important aspect of the season as preparing for the celebration of his coming at the child in Bethlehem. As we prepare for Christ ultimately to come, as we prepare for the joy of God's eternal kingdom, the new heaven and the new earth, our focus tends to be on the overwhelming euphoria that we anticipate in seeing the fullness of the glory of God. And we tend to focus on the joy of the children of God who receive the greatest gift, eternal life. And we have analyzed and pondered for a long time what that gift of eternal life will be like. I'm quite sure that none of us can imagine the true joy that we will know. This is not because God our Father is conniving or deceiving like my parents were when it came to hiding what the true gift will be. The reality is that there just aren't the words to describe the fullness of what is to come. All that we know in this sinful world is the imperfection and the fallenness of this world. The very fact that we will never again have to worry about anything, that in and of itself seems too good to be true. To have no fears, no doubts, no broken relationships. No one will ever speak to you with unkind words. And all of this as we join with the choirs of angels and bask in the glow of the glory of God. Who can describe this? There is a good reason for us to focus attention on the tremendous joy that the children of God will know when that day comes. It will be beyond your expectation. However, the ultimate joy will not be yours. The greatest joy will be God's. Listen to the words of Zephaniah. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love, and he will exult over you with loud singing. When Christ comes on the last day, and the children of God are gathered, and we are raised in our bodies, body and soul joined together in the perfection of eternity, it will be more joyous than any Christmas celebration. it will be beyond your expectation. And like Christmas, it will seem that the greatest joy is with the children of God, who are experiencing the newness of the gift of eternal life. But the greatest joy, the ultimate joy, the greatest satisfaction will be that of God our Father. He will have the joy and satisfaction of having provided gifts beyond your expectation. And He will rejoice over you with gladness. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.